is this year's flu season comparatively worse than anything we've ever seen before? Or does it just feel and look scarier than things we've seen before?
It's definitely a very bad season. If you look at over the last 10 years, excluding the pandemic flu that we had in 2009, and over the last 10 years, the CDC has been carefully tracking the numbers of people infected, hospitalizations, etc. So if you rank this year over the last 10 years, this clearly is either the worst or clearly one of the worst. You never know until the end of the season
right.
how bad it is, but there's no doubt if you put flu in different buckets, this isn't a really serious bucket.
Very serious bucket. Okay.
Well, yeah, when you talk about numbers of cases and the seriousness of it, we have a flu called H3N2, which is one of the ways we designate the flu. Whenever you have that kind of a flu in H3N2, it almost always historically is a bad actor. And you superimpose upon that the fact that the vaccine that we have this year is not particularly matched well in the sense of being highly effective. It's always still good to get vaccinated, but it isn't optimal vaccine. That's the point.
15-year-old Kira Molina sent home after doctors in Georgia said she tested negative for the flu.
They said that it was allergies, sent her back to school in 2 days.
But 5 days later, she died. Her parents now warning,
do what you have to do. Go have a recheck. Don't check.
The flu has killed 53 children so far this season, compared to 15 this time last year. And half of the children this year had been perfectly healthy. Today, the CDC says while flu cases are starting to decrease slightly in the West, they're still widespread everywhere else.
We are not out of the woods yet. Influenza seasons can last between 11 to 20 weeks, and we're just at week 10.
Yet another reminder, it's not too late to get a flu shot, especially considering 80% of the kids who've died never got vaccinated.
Even if the flu vaccine is not 100% effective, still reducing your chances of getting this illness and the severity of the illness.
And as the CDC reports record high hospitalizations, half of those were people who had no previous health problems. Doctors at Maimonides Medical Center in New York still seeing more flu patients every week, including 22-year-old Charlie Shields.
Regretting not getting the flu shot, and I definitely will make an appointment to get it from now on.
For parents especially, here are the signs that someone is seriously ill. Symptoms that appear to get better, then suddenly get worse. They could be an indication there's secondary infection that could become deadly.
How can a person tell if they have the regular seasonal flu or if they've contracted the 2009 H1N1 influenza virus?
Well, for a person, him or herself, to be able to determine that would essentially be impossible, because you can get everything from very, very mild illness to severe illness with either seasonal flu or the H1N1 new 2009 pandemic flu. Most of the time, it's a mild disease, but there are unusual cases that can be severe. The only way a person can tell is if they get their blood drawn or other laboratory tests, which could specifically distinguish between one and the other. But that is something that is not done routinely. So if someone wakes up in the morning and feels that they're not well, they get a fever, a muscle ache, some cough, the things that you would get with the flu, it would be very difficult for them to determine whether it's seasonal flu or the H1N1. However, circumstances that are going on in the community can give you a pretty big hint of what you have. Let me give you an example. When H1N1 historically has gone into a community, both in the United States in the spring of 2009, as well as what we're seeing in the Southern Hemisphere, in Argentina, Chile, Australia, in South Africa, it generally overwhelms and crowds out the seasonal flu. So if you're in a community in which we know from surveillance that 99% of the cases of flu are really H1N1, you can make a reasonable assumption that your illness is due to H1N1. If there's a mixture of both, or if there's still a lot of seasonal flu in the community, you may not be able to distinguish between one and the other.